Right, and our scripture text this morning is taken from the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 1 in verse 68. Luke chapter 1 in verse 68, which is the beginning of the prophecy of Zacharias, who was the father of John the Baptist, the husband of Elizabeth, the cousin of Mary. So we'll read from Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. And he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began. That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. The oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Now, the focus of this prophecy is towards Israel, but its blessings extend to all peoples of all nations who sit in darkness and are in need of spiritual light. And so to you who dwell on earth today, every one of you, and we had asked Alea before the service where she lived, and she said that she lives on earth. So this includes her too. It includes you as well. The dayspring from on high has come to visit and to redeem. Every year we make our way to Christmas. In our mind's eye, Christmas is our town of destination. And it is just over yonder hills. And so this morning, let us travel with our friends. We've got a couple of new friends this year. We've got Good Man and Good Woman. And they have asked for the pleasure of our company to journey to Christmas this morning. Now, our first stop is the house of God's servant David. And this is a good place to start, for the covenant which God gave to David is there. And a copy of it is on the wall in the house of David. And it reads, "And it shall be when your days are fulfilled, when you must go to be with your fathers, that I will set up your seed after you, who will be of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it from him who was before you. And I will establish him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever." Now in David's house, just like in your house, he's got pictures of his children. There is Amnon, the firstborn, Absalom, whom he loved, and Solomon, amongst the rest of David's sons. But where is the horn? What say the scriptures? "And he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David." And so, in the house of his servant David, the horn must be raised up. And so we look it up. And there it is on the highest rafter beam. But there is no stairway or ladder to get to the horn of salvation. Goodman has gone outside to help the men of Shinar big bricks that can be stacked up high enough to reach it. But Goodwoman is looking at this, and she sees that no matter how hard she tries, she will not be able to reach the horn of salvation. And so can we give her a little help? Let us suggest that she prays for help. And as she prays, we hear the audible response from the Lord. You both know me and you know where I am from. And I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. But I know him, for I am from him, and he sent me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so good woman has prayed that prayer. And the horn has come to her this day. It is now in her spirit. And so we must travel along. Good man, we must be going. Christmas is coming, and it waits for no man. Behold, there is a man walking the other way. What is your name, sir? Micah, saith he. I am one of the holy prophets. We have been sent out by one by one, since the world began. And he has something to say to us this morning. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. And so we are encouraged by the words of the prophet Micah. But as we go, there is a man we know, Shimei, cursing continually and throwing stones at us and our company. But we must endure mocking for celebrating Christ at Christmas. We are mocked by the world, and we will always have enemies. For the prophecy says that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, even Shimei. We notice the caravan over there, and they move along without trouble. Shimei does not bother them, for they are bringing a holiday tree to Christmas. Now we are near the town of Christmas, but we are at a fork in the road, and there are two ways to take. Good man suggests the left path, but he is directionally challenged spiritually. He thinks that left is right, for it seems that way to him. But we recall that there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. And so we're going to have to overrule the good man this morning, because he thinks as the world thinks. And the prophet says that God will guide our feet into the way of peace. So let us not take the way of death. Let us take the way of peace this morning and follow it through to its end. And when we get there, we find that the proper entrance is through the sheep gate, which at the town of Christmas is the door, which is Christ. For the Lord of the town has said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out, and he will find pasture. Our friend, good man, has caught up to us now, but he's not coming to the door. What is he doing? He is climbing a ladder over the wall, for he believes that there are many ways to God. Let him go, for it is written, most assuredly I say to you, He who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a sheep, excuse me, is a thief and a robber. Behold the man. As we enter through the sheep gate and we enter through the door, Jesus himself is waiting for us, for you, and for me at Christmas, saying, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. At these words, every stress in our lives, every stress of the season is washed away. Or at least, it's made better. For Christ will carry our burdens for us into the city. And he gives us his burden, which weighs nothing at all. And then Jesus says your name, and then make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. In truth, we all have a house in the town of Christmas. And so the saying in our text will come to pass, for he has visited his people. But what about good man? Where is he? We must at least try to tell him what Christmas is all about and who Christmas is all about. Well, we know where good man is, don't we? We know where he's off to. The same place where he always goes. Good man has gone to Sin Market. The ladder he took to go over the wall was his shortcut. The door does not lead there. In Sin Market, the Sin family dwells. They're a strange lot. Some are big. Some are little. Some are in their infancy. And some are fully grown. But they are the Sin family. A dysfunctional family, even worse than our own. Now, we are not going to try to get someone out of Sin Market without Jesus. It simply cannot be done. Everybody who's ever tried it has gotten trapped in that market themselves. So knowing that without Jesus we can do nothing, let us ask him for his help. Sin Market is a lawless place. But there is but one law there. When the Lord of the city goes there to redeem, bringing a red vial of his blood with him, they must accept the payment and release the sinner. Although they despise the Lord of the town, and they despise the means of payment, they even throw the vial to the ground as a worthless thing to them, and they trample it underfoot. But thus comes to pass the saying in that place, over and over, that our Lord has redeemed his people. Good man is there, and he's there with his lady friend. Her name is Nice Lady. And they're over there with Major Sin, one of the senior members of the family. But they keep calling him Little Sin, and he is quite content to be called by that name. He's wearing a good disguise, and they simply can't see through it. They think that they are justified keeping company there so long as they keep company with little sin and not one of the other members of the family. They have deceived themselves into the thinking that that is an appropriate place for them to dwell. They think that they have freedom here. But the head of Sin Market laughs because they do not know that they are slaves. Good man. Nice lady. We ask of you, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? Will good man come? Will nice lady come with Jesus this Christmas? Will you come? Are you that good woman who has accepted the Lord's offer before entering into such trouble? Are you good man? Are you nice lady? Come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. If you have been among us as we journeyed from the first, will you commit yourself to seek Christ this Christmas like never before? And will you commit yourself to share him with others, using his words and going by his strength? Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this word. We thank you for the words of the prophets. We thank you for offering us the free gift of salvation, for the salvation of our souls. Lord God, if there are any here today who are trapped in Sin Market by one thing or another, Lord, that you might bring them out and that they might be desirous to come out of that place. Lord, we thank you for this appointed season, the season of hope, a season of peace, a season which reminds us of your visitation and your redemption. Lord, that you might give us the compassionate heart that you have, and to share your gospel with other folks without fear. That folks who dwell in darkness might come forth into the marvelous light of your love through your Son, Jesus Christ. May you bless every heart, every soul, as we consider these things spoken of here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.